They went there to anoint his body and to pay their last respects to Jesus, who was dead. You can imagine what it was like when they stepped near that tomb and suddenly the stone had been rolled away, and they walked into that tomb with a little bit of apprehension and concern and confusion. And suddenly as they were there, these men were there, and they were gleaming in white, and began to have a conversation with them in a moment and say to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Now, that question can only make sense after the fact. It makes no sense in that moment. They were not looking for the living among the dead. They were looking for the dead among the dead. You look for the dead among the dead. That's one of the consistencies that death brings. That once you're dead forever. Or so they thought. But what was interesting is their declaration that they were looking in the wrong place for Jesus because they had the wrong understanding of Jesus. See, they thought that Jesus was dead, and that's the reasonable conclusion. That's what any thoughtful, intelligent person would have concluded. They would have looked for Jesus, who had been crucified, to be buried among the dead. But what they were saying to them is, "You do not understand the reality of what has happened. Why do you look for the living among the dead?" I want to talk to you about the living. Where do you find the living?